It's now 25 to 7. Felix Fock is with Milford Asset Management. The Milford KiwiSaver plan has been named the Morningstar KiwiSaver category winner, New Zealand, for 2013. You can take advantage of the investment expertise of Milford Asset Management, who offer an award-winning suite of Milford KiwiSaver plan funds for your retirement savings needs. All sounds good. For more information or a copy of the investment statement, you can go to Milford KiwiSaver, that is one word, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call Milford on 0800 662 345, 0800 662 345. Felix Fock is with me. Hello, Felix. Thanks for your time.
Good evening, Larry.
Felix, tell us about the developments in the United States. We're talking about these before, the next Fed Reserve Chairman.
Yes, I guess more than one Larry has been making waves in the U.S. last weekend, this time in Washington, and especially for the Fed, next Fed chairman to succeed the current chairman, Fed Ben Bernanke, by January next year. The front runner has been Larry Summers, which has been the former Treasury Secretary, served under Bill Clinton. He's actually withdrawn his, if you like, candidacy overnight. The reason being to save President Obama from a potentially lengthy and stinging, meeting in front of the Senate committee regarding his appointment. So all in all, I think, you know, this has been received well by the markets. We can see the U.S. dollar has been weaker overnight, and also risk markets in Asia also performing well.
Right, so it's impacting on the financial markets. I know our dollar went up, didn't it? But the Fed Reserve, they've got this meeting on the tapering, haven't they, on Thursday, I think?
That's right, and the market is now looking at the next person, you know, in the line, and that's likely to be Janet Yellen. Now, Janet Yellen has been known to be a bit more pro-growth, and perhaps even more so than the current chairman, Bernanke. And the market is certainly looking for a slight kind of adjustment to the timing of how quickly stimulus or the, you know, quantitative easing will be removed. And the likelihood at the moment is, for some sort of tapering to be taken this week. We will know by Thursday morning. But Janet Yellen certainly gives it a more dovish tone, which is positive for capital markets.
Now, Felix, Twitter is filing for an IPO. This will be the biggest tech event since Facebook?
Yeah, most likely. I mean, what Twitter has done is to file a confidential document, which is, you know, the first step towards a full listing. And Twitter, you know, has been trading in the kind of private markets. It's rumored that it will look to list for around 15 billion US, on, you know, annual sales around 500 million. So that would put it on about 30 times sales. So quite lofty. And compared to its nearest comparable, which is Facebook, as you rightly said, Facebook trades on about 14 times sales, while it's trading on 6 billion, annual US dollar in sales. So, you know, Twitter is, certainly taking advantage of the market conditions, and investors have been bidding up Facebook shares recently after it beat earnings estimates and also showed improvement in terms of monetizing mobile users and putting ads on its application to mobile devices.
And what do you think the landscape is for investing in tech companies?
Well, actually, there's been diverging fortunes there. So the old-fashioned kind of tech companies, which have focused their products on serving enterprises and government institutions, those have seen it very difficult to grow the sales. But on the other hand, the two topical names we've mentioned, like Twitter, Facebook, and even names like Netflix, these much more consumer-orientated tech-enabled companies have certainly, caught investors' appetite.
Felix, thank you for coming on the program. Good to talk to you. Very interesting. Thanks so much. That is Felix Fock with Milford Asset Management. For more information and an investment statement, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, or call them direct, Milford on 0800 662 345.